Hachette Audio presents How to Menopause. Take charge of your health, reclaim your life, and feel even better than before. Written and read by me, Tamsin Fidel, with a foreword by Lisa Moscone, PhD. Be sure to look for your bonus PDF of really cool resources I put together to supplement the audiobook. To my mother, Libby Ann Fidel. We didn't know medical menopause, after treatment for breast cancer, was a reason you would get so hot at restaurants or spend nights unable to sleep. Now I understand that every time you tried to laugh it off, inside, you were probably feeling ashamed and embarrassed and wondering why this was happening to you. My heart hurts when I think of it. I'm so sorry. I have committed my voice to making sure no woman feels that alone again. With everlasting love, Tamsin. There is no greater power in the world than a menopausal woman with zest. Margaret Mead. Author's note. Number 1. HRT. Hormone replacement therapy is now commonly referred to as HT, hormone therapy, or MHT, menopausal hormone therapy. For the purposes of this book, we are going to stay with HT, since most of us are more familiar with that term. Number 2. It is important to know that menopause does not happen only to heterosexual, cisgender women. Many queer, non-binary, and/or transgender people go through menopause as well. And many face challenges getting appropriate health care due to a lack of standardized treatments and data. It is important to find a healthcare provider who is knowledgeable and informed when it comes to treatment options. Number 3. I use the words female, females, woman, and women to refer to people with ovaries. Number 4. When it comes to perimenopause and menopause, diversity, equity, and inclusion must be a top priority as we continue to research, find solutions, and expand this conversation. Number 5. The quotes throughout this book are from real women who have graciously shared their stories with me.
Foreword by Lisa Moscone, PhD, Director of the Women's Brain Initiative and Alzheimer's Prevention Program, Associate Professor of Neuroscience and Neurology and Radiology at Weill Cornell Medicine, and New York Times bestselling author of The Menopause Brain. Menopause has a way of sneaking up on women. One day you're going about your life, and the next you find yourself blindsided, feeling confused, out of sorts, and wondering what on earth is happening to your body and mind. Maybe it's the brain fog, the hot flashes, or the sleepless nights that come first. Maybe it's the emotional shifts that make you feel like you no longer recognize yourself. For many women, menopause feels like it hits out of nowhere, leaving us scrambling for answers, unsure of what to expect next. It's often a silent struggle, too, with too many of us feeling confused and isolated, not knowing where to turn for help. When I first started my career as a neuroscientist focusing on women's brain health, I quickly realized how little we knew about this experience. It wasn't just the physical changes that weren't being discussed. No one was talking about the profound effect that menopause has on the brain. The topic was overlooked by both science and society, and that had to change. So I launched the Women's Brain Initiative at Weill Cornell Medicine. And while my work initially focused on Alzheimer's prevention in women who are disproportionately affected by the disease, we began to look at the impact of menopause on the brain. This critical phase in life can bring on profound neurological shifts that many women, and even their healthcare providers, are unaware of. From brain fog to memory lapses and an increased risk for Alzheimer's, menopause influences us in ways we are just beginning to understand. Today, many discoveries and headaches later, I am proud to be part of a growing movement bringing these issues to the forefront, ensuring that women are informed and empowered as they navigate menopause. And it was through that movement that I first met Tamsin Fidel. I was speaking at a menopause event, and I remember looking into her big, sparkling eyes and instantly feeling this wonderful, clean energy. There are some people you know you can trust the moment you meet them, and Tamsin is truly exceptional in that regard. Her warmth and authenticity radiated, making me feel not only welcomed, but understood. From that very first conversation, I knew we would become both professional partners and great friends, bonding over our shared mission to raise awareness and provide women with the knowledge they need to take control of their health. One of our more recent collaborations was when Tamsin visited my lab for her PBS documentary, The M Factor. Spending the day with my team at the Women's Brain Initiative, Tamsin dove deep into the research, exploring the brain scans and the science behind our studies on menopause and brain health. Her curiosity and genuine interest in our work were palpable, and it wasn't just me who felt it. My entire team was absolutely thrilled to have her in the lab. Even the shyest among my students stepped forward with newfound confidence. They proudly presented their achievements, energized by Tamsin's warmth and encouragement. It was a joy to witness how her presence sparked such enthusiasm and pride in the team. When our first ever study on estrogen activity in the brain was accepted for publication, I immediately asked Tamsin to join me for an Instagram live session to announce the results. She brought her characteristic warmth, clarity, and enthusiasm to the discussion, helping me translate complex scientific findings into practical advice for women everywhere. We've since appeared on national television together, advocating for greater awareness of how menopause impacts brain health. Tamsin's commitment to the cause is unparalleled, and her work has made a lasting impact on how we talk about menopause today. How to Menopause is Tamsin's indispensable guide for every woman navigating this inevitable life transition. With her signature blend of expertise and relatability, she demystifies menopause, making it less daunting and much more manageable. Tamsin has synthesized a roadmap of insights from over 40 experts, her own health coach training, and real-life stories of women that not only addresses the symptoms of menopause, but also empowers women to take charge of their health. And one of the things I admire most about Tamsin is how she presents information. She brings an informed yet optimistic, much-needed perspective to menopause, the upside that women deserve. Now that menopause is having a moment, so to speak, many voices have jumped on the bandwagon, and women are bombarded with messages that are difficult to parse. Is menopause just healthy aging? Is it a condition that must be treated with prescription therapies? Are there more than 30 symptoms of menopause? Or are there more than 30 reasons why midlife women can have a hard time? These conflicting viewpoints can be confusing, leaving many women feeling unsure of what to believe and what steps to take. Rather than taking sides or adopting a polarized stance, How to Menopause achieves what most scientists truly value: balance, nuance, and open-mindedness. Tamsin acknowledges that there is no one-size-fits-all answer, and that every woman's experience is different and just as valid as any other's. I particularly appreciate her message that menopause is not the end, nor is it a sign that you are broken. Instead, it is a life event, though often challenging, that every woman can navigate through successfully. Tamsin's reassuring voice makes it clear that this is not a time to feel defeated, but rather a chance to embrace a new chapter with strength and resilience and appropriate clinical advice. This book covers everything from the early signs of perimenopause to the more complex aspects of hormone therapy, nutrition, and how to rediscover joy in your sex life. Tamsin also tackles topics that are often neglected, such as how to navigate menopause in the workplace and how to maintain strong relationships during this transformative phase of life. Through her candid and heartfelt writing, Tamsin ensures that no woman feels alone or confused by the changes happening to her body. In fact, her book is like having a big sister by your side, someone who has been through it all, has heard it all, and is eager to share her wisdom so that you can not only survive menopause, but thrive.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?